This is David Love and Dr. Donna Love. We're with Universal Soul Love. This is our debut broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
We're really happy to be here today, and we've got some really exciting stuff to talk about, all revolving around universal love, what that is, what it means to us in the world.
Right. And I want to start by introducing myself. I'm an author, personal life coach, former investigator. I've written two books. I've written The First Truth, a book of metaphysical theories, and the Illusion of the Body, The Body Alive Principle. I'm a public speaker. And Lana?
And I'm a medical doctor, and I'm a therapist. And plus, I also share David's great interest in mysticism. And we both care very deeply about the world, don't we, David?
Absolutely.
And so we're very interested in how to heal the world with universal love. We're interested in self-sustaining communities. We're interested in the environment and basically how to make sure this planet doesn't die. Which is a pretty worthwhile cause, isn't it, David?
I'd say so.
Yeah, so we're really happy to have you here today.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
So, universal love. That was a topic that came to you about 6 months ago, didn't it, David?
Yep, it came around that time. That was around the time that I had met you. And I really, it was about a time when I was having my own awakening. I was going through the awakening process of just having a huge growth spur.
Wow, tell us more about that, David.
I was learning all kinds of new things. I didn't understand what universal love meant. I didn't understand concepts of oneness and a lot of things that I know a lot of our friends on Facebook know about, around collective consciousness.
Collective consciousness, wow. Do you think most people out there would know what do you mean by collective consciousness? I know I didn't know until you told me about it. Could you tell us about collective consciousness?
Well, I think in mysticism, we look at it as each of us has our own unique personalities, and so we see ourselves as separate. But in fact, the collective consciousness is all people, it's all consciousness, because there's consciousness exists in all things in my form of mysticism and in my personal belief. So each unique personality that we are is part of that collective consciousness. We're part of the global consciousness of the planet. And
so David, what you're saying is you and me are really part of the same whole.
That's right.
And the people listening into us are actually part of the same consciousness that we have.
That's right. That's what connectedness is. That's exactly what the definition of connectedness is and oneness. Wow. We are one. We're from the same source. We originate from the same source.
I wonder if everybody really understood that. I wonder maybe there'd never be another war. It's amazing.
I think that's a good point. I think that's really what we've been talking a lot about over the last since I had my awakening over the last 6 months, or since last summer. We've been talking a lot about, a new way of doing things, a new way of trying to de-escalate what's going on in the world with the wars and
Absolutely.
Just everything that's going
Absolutely.
On. And we talk a lot about love and light and a lot about, how we're going to do that. And
to our listeners out there, David and I are partners. We're in love.
Yeah.
And it's getting on to our 4th month anniversary, I think. And we are well known for talking and talking and talking. Boy, are we philosophers, aren't we? We really are philosophers. Now, dig this. We have here with us 2 higher powers that sort of channel us, if you know what I mean. David has access to his high power.
Which is Aries. I like to say the former god of war, now the god of compassion and understanding, I hope.
I'm told that I'm Aphrodite, which is a lovely compliment. But my background is in Buddhism, and I guess I do try to meditate, and I do, I guess, identify with a higher power. But what really struck us as being amazing about this is the idea of, you know, the genders uniting. David and I have come up with this concept of post-feminism. I don't know if we invented it or not, but for so long, you know, with the women's liberation, there seemed to be a sense of men and women opposed to each other. And somehow David and I have got the idea, and I think others around us have too, that the sexes, it's about time the sexes unite in love and understanding. And maybe, just maybe, this is a way of bringing the world together. What do you think, David?
I agree. I promote human rights in general, and I think that a very important part of that is the uniting of the sacred masculine source and the divine feminine essence, which is Aphrodite and Aries, representative of that as collective beings, if you will, or
and of course we mean for all everybody out there, they're also channeling their inner Aries and Aphrodite.
Yes, we're all leaders. We are all
teachers
for each
other. So this is symbolic, isn't it? A bit like what you mean, archetypes.
Archetypes,
perhaps?
Sure. We think of ourselves as co-creators of the universe. So we all channel the divine feminine essence and the sacred masculine source. We are all Aries or we all channel higher powers. So
I guess when we talk about channeling, are we talking about sort of being able to find the wisdom within, the wise man and the wise woman within? Is that what you mean by?
I think that's how I've done it. Yeah. That's how I made my connection to my higher power, was through meditation over many years for a routine. And I developed that inner connection to my higher self, my greater self. And it does take going within and reflecting on your thoughts and feelings and doing an internal self-examination and really looking at what's inside of you. And by opening yourself up that way and really looking at yourself, your inner self, you develop that connection to your higher awareness and intuition and those higher senses. And that's how I made that connection to my higher self and also to Aphrodite, the consciousness of the divine feminine source. And anyone can do this. And like I said, we are all co-creators of the universe. So we all have this ability. And this uniting of Aries and Aphrodite is really symbolic of what we're doing with this mission, with this part of the mission, with the postmodern feminist movement.
I guess when you talk about the mission, I guess what you're saying is the spiritual community as a whole is, a lot of people are saying that there's a high vibration coming into the world, aren't they?
The paradigm shift.
Yeah, the paradigm shift. Paradoxically, there are wars happening, there always have been wars, but particularly now, there's the environmental problems that are occurring as well. So would it be fair to say, David, that there's both the higher vibration, paradigm shift, but at the same time, there's a lot of destructive elements in the world as well. And I guess it's sort of like we're battling it out and seeing whether we can remain on this planet.
We really are. We're at the tipping point. And a lot of people have said that. And we all in the spiritual community, or at least in our expanded circles on Facebook and in other places, we are all saying the same things and the same concepts and theories. And we all have a shared vision. And so we're all working towards the same goals. And it's the solution to this tipping point. And I know we talk a lot about trying to raise the vibration of humanity to a higher level. And so that's our mission, and that's what we're working towards now in this radio show with others. And universal love, I believe, is the way to do that, is one way. And I know that my own higher consciousness, Aries, is in this life is very much concerned about conflict and trying to understand conflict better and better ways of dealing with conflict. And so that's some of the ideas that we'll be exploring.
So we're very excited about all of this. But now, very soon, we're going to take a break. And I'm very proud to say my daughters will be singing. So we're going to see if we can try to get them onto the show as a break. And then we'll come back to you soon. I think we're going to take a break now.
Might be just a little glitch. This is our first time doing this show, so...
While we wait for Doug, I'd like to say that if anyone would like to, text us or contact us, we'd be really happy to take any questions or any suggestions about topics that we'll cover in the future. David, do you want to? Should we be giving our email address or our website?
I think they can contact us on. Either on PBS or certainly on Facebook, and I guess while we're trying to get ready to get the girls on, Lexi and Vera, I guess I could talk about some of the other things we'll be dealing with on this show. I love how this is, life is full of challenges. There's always technical issues and there's always something happening in life that challenges you. And that's part of the fun of, life itself, just, triumphing over adversity. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to evolve and, it's always fun. I enjoy life so much. Appreciate everyone hanging in there. I hope this is going well. I've done dozens of shows before. I have not done my own.
Is that amazing or what?
That is amazing.
Yes, how beautiful. We also have a beautiful Vera who'd love to sing a song for you. And the band can either play or not play, but, you know. Yeah, yes, you can do. Of course. Together. What's the name of the song? Guys, great fun. Okay, so these girls have got phenomenal voices and they're very good friends with me.
Thank you, Christina. This is going, yes, live. We're going with the flow. That's a philosophical principle. It's part of where
it's gonna sound better if you
say it. Maybe not.
There's nothing coming
to that. Lady, how about here? I think you can pick it up here. Awesome. Vera, I'm just going to scrape up. I can't believe I'm going to do it.
That was wonderful. I don't know that we got the whole song on, but it is what it is, and we love it all, and it's all for fun. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Take a break. We'll be back. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. It's David again. I don't know what we got off of that. I hope that the music was beautiful at this party. I guess it may have sounded like we're on party line. We did this at the last minute, but you know, life is about learning, and we learn from our experiences and we move on. That's you know, kind of the meaning of life. It's all about personal growth. That's really what I push for, and it's all about spiritual evolution and growth, and our experiences are what they are, and we love to go with the flow, and what it is what it is, and we accept it, and it's like that with anything, with whether we interpret, you know, our experiences, and this was a very positive experience for me. I'm enjoying this very much. As a matter of fact, Lana's not actually here at the moment because she had to run for an emergency phone call, so with their job. So as things, that's how things are. Things come up in life this way. You take your challenges and you try to triumph over adversity, as I think I may have said before. And I guess that's the excitement in life. We take what comes and we work with it. And this is one of those experiences. And this is, you know, being our first show, this is kind of symbolic of how life is and how life moves so fast this way and how you're faced with these situations where, you know, you're always trying to take your tests and challenges and transform them into positive experiences rather than looking at the negativity in life. Because, as I said, we're giving meaning to the world. We're experiencing everything in our minds. I think that's the philosophy of solipsism, which is a partial philosophy for me. That's where all the experiences in the outer world is the world outside of us, the world that we see, the world that we experience through our five senses. We're experiencing that in our minds. And my higher power tells me, and that of what I call the goddess, the divine feminine essence, says that the world is actually perfect, and we were born into a perfect world. And yet we interpret the world with our intellectual processes and our emotional senses, and we see things as imperfect. At times we see things as in the negative sense, or what we call negative. Things that aren't that pleasurable to us, things that we find difficult, those hardships and those tests and challenges. And it brings down our vibration, as all things are made of vibrations, a lot of us know, people that I speak with. It's a mental universe. The universe is a mental structure. And as I said, we're co-creators of that. And it is vibrational. And those lower vibrations, we call them negative vibrations. At times I call them darkness. But again, these are all meanings. And so all of our experiences are interpreted in our head that way. And one of the things that I do in personal growth is I like to do the alchemical process of turning negative experiences into positive ones and raising that vibration. And I think that's one of the things I've really been working on with Lana since my own awakening is in conflict, is trying to raise that vibration. I think that's what a lot of us are trying to do. We're trying to figure out that process, that alchemical process, that turning lead into gold process that people have been searching for so long, that philosopher's stone, so to speak, if anyone knows what I mean by that. It's almost like, I think it's really mental. It really is all about universal law, which is what mysticism tends to focus on, the universal laws, law of attraction, law of cause and effect. And one really important one that I focus on is the law of polarity, which has a lot to do with interpreting and giving meaning to the things outside of ourselves, in the outer world, the shared world. The outer world would be the shared world, the shared reality, the reality that we share and co-create, the universe. The inner reality is the things that we experience in our mind, the inner and the outer. And really, it's that's what the principle or the law of polarity is. It's in philosophy, they call it duality, where there's the inner reality and the outer reality. And that's what we call labels, positive and negative, good and evil, darkness and light. And we talk a lot about darkness and light in the spiritual community. And that's a concept that my higher consciousness has been dealing with quite a bit, is this concept of darkness and light, and the fact, and the one of the focuses of the show being universal love and how to raise that vibration. And because I do believe that this is a choice, and that we do, since we do interpret our experiences in our minds, we have the power of choice to interpret any way we want. We can experience the outer reality, the shared reality, any way we want. We can experience, we can interpret our experiences and give meaning to things any way we want. And we can interpret these things as positive or negative. This is the power of choice. This is our inner power. This is our true inner power. This is personal power. There is no power outside of ourselves that we perceive as money or wealth. The true power is within ourselves to create reality. And since we're creating the shared reality together, we can all do this, and we can all interpret the world in a more positive way, and we can see things in a more positive way. And we can do this through universal love. This will take a consensus. And if we were to raise the vibration of humanity and the global consciousness to this higher level, we really could create this shared vision that we're looking for peace and for just, you know, a more beautiful place. This is really in our minds that we're doing this, all this war and this global warming and all of these, this global economic crisis that we're seeing, all of these things, we are doing this together. And we can change this. We can turn this around. We can, to collectively, as a collective consciousness, all of our minds put together are, we can create this reality. We can create the vision, the shared vision for universal love. I believe that this is what Aphrodite, the divine feminine essence, is trying to do. She's trying to create universal love in the world. And Aries is certainly here to support her in this. And as I said, Aries, the sacred masculine source, is working with her, and we're trying to do this. And I know many other people are trying to do this. I see many people, and I admire and respect them, and I work with them every day. I see the messages, I see the positive messages, and I see what people are trying to do. And I'm so inspired by all of them, and I feel so wonderful that I'm able to be a part of this and to try to help turn this around. And I've met so many people. Oh, and Lana just popped back.
Hello.
Where I'm discussing how we're, we have Lexi and Vera with us as
Hello,
well.
Hello, everybody. I'm back now. Sorry, I had to take a quick break. What are you discussing?
Well, I'm just going through, how we're all working together to try to raise the vibration of humanity. And I'm talking about how we've met so many people that are sending out inspiring messages.
It's been amazing, hasn't it? Really amazing, the spiritual community, through Facebook and through other, forms of communication. It's just really lovely to see the numbers of people that are becoming spiritual aware grow and grow. My desire, David, is that somehow light the candle in everybody's souls. Like if everybody on this planet could actually get the fact that we're all part of the same consciousness, and the fact that we're all living on planet Earth, and that we're the animals as well, that we all matter. What a difference it would make. But how do we do it?
That's what I was discussing earlier. Now, you and I, in our own relationship, we've been talking about, the alchemical process of turning
absolutely
negative events into positive experiences, and how we've been trying to work this out between us in our relationship. And it's worked out really well. And we've had our little disagreements, but we've done very well together. And I know that I believe that this will really work for all of us and for the collective consciousness, and that we can do this together, and we can turn this around, and we can come back from the tipping point.
Gee, David, I'm just amazed how practical you are. I must say, folks, there is something to be said for really being able to practically turn around a negative state into a positive state. Let's be honest, any relationship has its ups and downs. David and I are very much in love, but, you know, sometimes we have our tips. Just the other day, we were in a bit of a disagreement, and David stood back and said, what if we can turn this from negative to positive? And it was a challenge, and I said, yes. And do you know, within 5 minutes, we were able to raise our vibrations up to the extent that we're feeling really great. Now, if we can do that, just imagine what would happen if countries could do that with each other. All the countries that are at war.
We could, and that would take a collective effort. I mean, I know that we've had our own relationship, I believe, and other relationships are a smaller, what it would be like a microcosm of the world. You know, as they say, the world is your mirror. We're reflecting, the universe is reflecting back what each of us is doing and in our relationships. So in our relationships, we can do this together. I mean, relationships are made for personal growth, and this is how we're doing this. And this is what Lana and I are doing. This is what we can all do. We can all learn from our experiences, and we can do this, all of us.
And of course, it's not just romantic relationships. It's relationships with family and kids. I have two children. You've heard them sing, a 10-year-old and a 15-year-old. Vera, would you like to introduce yourself? Vera, my beautiful 10-year-old, is here. Would you like to say hello to everybody? Say hello. She's absolutely stunned. Well, absolutely stunned. And of course, as everyone out there knows with children, it takes effort to make sure that things stay calm. And of course, they don't stay calm for long. But the thing is that if you can somehow manage to switch from a negative mood when you get there to a positive mood, or even better, anticipate when the mood's about to go low and do something to stop that, then I think that's actually amazing. That's absolute magic if we can do that.
It really is, and that's what I think you and I had come up with. It was almost like a revelation. I haven't actually written about this, which surprises me. I guess I've been writing so much lately. But I realized that we need to take responsibility for our own thoughts and emotions. The person who is about to, I call them the initiator, I guess this is our new concept. I mean, it's not our concept, but for me it is, that you take responsibility for yourself. You don't need to speak or act out every behavior that comes into your mind, every thought and emotion. And, you know, as they say, it takes two people to tango. And if somebody does initiate something that bothers the other person who is usually the reactor, you have a response. The second person to the conversation has a responsibility to not react to that or to change that. They need to take responsibility for their own thoughts and emotions that they're feeling about what the other person said or done, their own actions, and transform that by using universal love or not responding to that. Note, thought stopping or changing it.
But you know, David, it's so easy to sit here.
It is. Easier said than done.
Talk about universal love. But when you're in the heat of the moment, you know, it's so easy to take offense. It's so easy to be angry. How do we somehow give up the self and the desire to take offense and go on and hold on to that concept of universal love? How do we do that? Sometimes it's so hard.
I totally agree with you. It's just human nature where we react rather than respond. We speak before we have time to even think about what we're saying because thoughts tend to take over. Emotions tend to take over much quicker because emotions are the most powerful energy in the universe, or certainly one of the most powerful. And we become very passionate, especially our egos get affected by when our beliefs are attacked, because our beliefs seem so important to us. And I know that with my own connection to the divine feminine essence, I've been told that relationships are so much more, are the most important thing. The love between people is more important than our beliefs. And so we need to just really somehow start to think before we speak and before we act and realize that we don't have to speak and react in a negative way towards what someone else says to us. We don't need to initiate. We don't need to initiate the war or the fight. And the other person, we need to take ownership of these thoughts and feelings and feel peace within ourselves, that inner peace, and not allow our egos to be affected by what other people are doing. We have the power of choice and we have control over ourselves. We have self-control and we can do this. It does take practice like anything else. And the other person also, in the as part of the communication and the dialogue, also needs to not allow themselves to be offended or insulted by practicing learning through meditation or through whatever self-help practices. And there's many out there. I do mine through writing, and Alana has hers. We've meditated, there's exercising. There are so many ways to learn to just relax and feel that calmness and inner peace and learn to think before you act and respond appropriately and be respectful of other people and use that golden rule, treat others as you wish to be treated. It's so simple. And learn to love people.
I'm going to be the devil's advocate here because meditation is, I think, wonderful, but I can never get myself to meditate every day because it's so hard to fit it in. Maybe there's a way, maybe it's not possible to do it every day, but I'd like to suggest another concept, the concept of sovereignty. And I guess it's the concept that, for those of you that know of the New Earth Project, the big concept there is sovereignty, sovereignty of each individual, sovereignty of people, other governments, sovereignty of your own thoughts over circumstances. And I love that concept. And somehow I think that even if you don't get to meditate every day, if you realize that ultimately you are in control of your life, and if you realize that however difficult your partner or your children are, if you realize that really nothing can actually affect you unless you allow it to, that is an amazing concept. Absolutely amazing concept. So how do we go about remembering this in the heat of the moment? Well, I'd like to suggest that even if you don't have time to meditate, if every day when we wake up in the morning, if we realize that we are totally responsible for ourselves, that's such an amazing concept that if we remind ourselves that every day, I think that's going to go a long way to stopping any reactions or triggers throughout the day. What do you think, David? That concept in itself, that concept of sovereignty.
That we talked about this the other night, and I previously when you ran out on your call, because we do have these challenges, we do have to go with the flow. I was speaking about, you know, what we had come up with the other night on sovereignty, and I was speaking about that inner power, that personal power, and how the power is within us. And it's not the power in the world, it's not the money, it's not the military, it's not outside of you. The power is not in the world. The power is within you, the power to create. And we have to realize that that is sovereignty, that is us. We have the power of choice and we have self-control. We can control ourselves, we can control our behavior, we can control our thoughts and feelings as we practice and learn how to do that. And part of that is remembrance, remembering our power and accessing our power, whatever way we do that. And
can I also suggest that it's great to talk about power if you feel powerful. Sometimes you might not feel powerful. And I'd like to add that perspective is a really important thing. So if you have the right perspective, I feel you can always find the power. Some people have likened our life to a matrix. the matrix of, you know, our modern culture, the illusions that surround us. And I'd like to talk about the perception and the misperception of what we can do in our lives. And I think when you realize that you are the only one making the choice, the perception completely shifts. And that's when we really come into our power. And later on, we'll be talking about non-attachment, which actually goes even further. The idea that, God, I'm really challenging the idea that we actually don't exist in the way that we think we exist.
You're challenging me on that one. I have trouble, as a mystic, I call myself a mystic, I had trouble with that one as well. And that's a really deep philosophical.
Well, maybe we cover that later.
And we will cover it. Mm. You know, we're going
to be challenging a lot of ideas here.
We are. We're challenging ourselves as we go along right now. Yeah. And that's all part of the fun. I guess the producer says that we can go, you know, with this show,
okay.
I guess. So we can keep talking. So,
okay.
As far as, talking about personal power and sovereignty.
I think they're very exciting topics, and they're topics that I would love to see introduced in the school system, because one of my passions is, in fact, how we can take this knowledge and allow people to have access to this, because we learn about maths and English and geography and history, but they don't tell us how to use our mind. Isn't
yes.
that crazy?
Absolutely.
It should be a normal part of the curriculum.
You know, Lana and I are always telling people, be independent thinkers, think for yourself. That is your power, your intellect. We have so many powers. Of course, my higher power loves to talk about power. Funny thing, Aries, of course he would.
But of course, we're talking about personal power.
Yeah,
so we're not talking about power over other people.
No, we're not talking about control or domination.
We're talking about power over ourselves. And ultimately, the aim is not to have power, but to have quality of life.
Yes.
Isn't it? To create something which is beautiful and good and higher vibration.
Yes, I've talked a lot about that.
The good about the world.
That's right. We're not talking about the old ways of doing things, about power being as defined as domination and control over others. As we're talking about the inner power, your power, true power. The value, I tell people, lies within yourself, your talents, your gifts, your experiences, your skills, your accumulated knowledge. That's your power. We have so many talents in us. That is our true value. That is our true worth. And through whatever ways, as you get in touch with your inner self, as you go within, that's when you discover those things, and that's when you find your true value and your true worth. And
so we hope that you've enjoyed our show. We'll be finishing very shortly. If you'd like us to cover any topics out there, we'd be more than interested for people to write in, call in, text us with suggestions. But I guess that's an overview of what we'll be covering. Very exciting. Lovely to be on the show. And I guess we're really looking forward to doing this. So it'll be every Sunday for Australia and Saturday for America, right?
I think that's true. Are we going this week or every other week?
I'm not sure.
This is all we've been, you know, I don't even know, you know, whether we got Lexi or Vera totally on there, how that came out. This was all
spontaneous,
and I love it that way. That's what makes life exciting, and I don't, you know, get too anxious over these things. I think that this was a great experience for a first show. We got a lot of great information out. And
I guess one of David's great talents is manifesting. And of course, manifesting is something we'll also be talking a lot about in the show.
We will be talking about manifesting. We will be talking about many things under this show that we're calling Universal Soul Love. We'll be talking about soulmates and what we believe twin flames are. in everything involved with the paradigm shift and self-sufficient living and many things that are on our page. And we're
we'll be
really
talking about love for other species other than the humans.
Yes, animal rights and rights
love for the environment.
Yes, love for all, love basic human rights, basic rights for all living creatures, respect for life. And I'm really excited about all of this. So
we've really enjoyed doing this show. I hope you've enjoyed it as well. And we really look forward to a dynamic year of universal soul love.
Yes, sending out love and light to all.
Bye.
Thank you.